With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to impeachment, once wasn't enough for congressional Democrats looking to impeach President Trump again. And many Republicans have turned their backs on Mr. Trump as he begins his final week behind the Resolute desk.
With pressure mounting for him to resign or be removed from office, the president finds himself increasingly isolated. He's been banned from Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms after last week's assault on the Capitol. Two GOP senators are urging him to leave, and he faces a second impeachment. So far, he remains defiant. On Tuesday, the president will travel to Texas to highlight his administration's efforts to curb illegal immigration and border wall construction. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump ordering flags flown at half staff at all federal facilities, including the White House, in honor of the police officers who died in the aftermath of the rioting at the U.S. Capitol. Some in-person classes scheduled to resume today in Chicago's public schools, but just how many teachers will show up? Well, that remains to be seen. World Health Organization investigators will now be allowed into China to investigate the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, China has launched its own investigation, a probe that comes with plenty of strings attached.
The AP investigation has identified the government has already handed over hundreds of thousands of dollars in grants to scientists researching the virus's origins in southern China. But the state is monitoring the findings and mandating that the publication of any data or research must be approved by a new task force managed by China's cabinet under direct orders from President Xi Jinping.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma. Also at SRNnews.com, a look at Wall Street finds the Dow futures down 185 points, NASDAQ futures off 47. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A couple of coronavirus testing sites are becoming coronavirus vaccination sites. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says that beginning today, the Lane Wiley Senior Center and the Mandarin Senior Center will have shots for first responders, frontline medical workers, and those 65 and older. This past Thursday, thousands of people made appointments for COVID shots, but hundreds of thousands more were shut out. More than 70,000 COVID-19 cases have been reported in Duval County, including 775 deaths. Throughout Florida, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases. Police believe that at least three people were involved in a fatal shooting. It happened last night on Barnhill Drive in Jacksonville. The man passed away at the hospital. No one was hurt in the fire, but it nearly incinerated a 100-year-old building. More than 100 firefighters worked for more than an hour Saturday to put out the flames at the place on Main and Union in Jacksonville. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
American conservative activist and writer and leader of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk is here every weekday afternoon from noon till 1 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with that stop-and-go traffic on 95 headed north, right between I-10 and West 8th Street. It's from that earlier accident that still has the two left lanes blocked, so if you don't have about 12 minutes to spare, try and take Main Street. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 68. Cloudy tonight with a low of 56. Right now, 46 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With the dismal December jobs report, market analysts predict another round of new stimulus checks. Some online activists are promoting a million militia march to try to interrupt the inauguration of Joe Biden. And Twitter, Facebook, and other social media outlets continue to lock out President Trump.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
704, good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Good to have everybody here. Three fastest hours anywhere in Morning Talk Radio. All the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. We'll get to your calls in just a few moments at 831-0600. More protests. That's what's been called the latest on online chatter. Online activists plan to have inauguration protest on the 20th of January when President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in. Fox News, Eric Schon.
Well, online organizers are pushing for more protests before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. You know, they're calling for a, quote, armed march on Capitol Hill and all state capitals. Others are planning what's being called a million militia march for Inauguration Day itself.
With the chatter also going on is about also what happened over last Wednesday's chaos at Capitol Hill. But even those on the conservative aisle of the Federalist, Molling Hemingway, points out that if you look at the coverage of what took place last Wednesday and the coverage of the protests that's happening over the last summer and last couple of years, there is a double standard by the left and by the media.
The attacks of the Kavanaugh confirmation process, in which the media and Democrats actually encouraged the disruption of the proceedings there, the attack on the Supreme Court, not to mention this entire summer of rage that we saw, the media not just coddling, but enabling and supporting, and other people such as Democrats, you know, working to bail out rioters who took over cities. Dozens of people were killed. There was billions of dollars in damage. There were attacks on federal courthouses, federal buildings, state and local buildings, churches, businesses. These are things that the media generally encouraged. It took months to get anybody on the left to condemn them. And the media kept saying that, you know, you have to listen to what these people have to say, basically saying if you want to be heard, you have violence is an appropriate way to go about doing that.
Because of the chaos that happened last week, social media companies like Facebook and Twitter are now banning President Trump. Twitter says they're permanently banning him. Facebook, not permanently, but temporarily banning him. Host of Media Buzz, Howard Kurtz.
After the riot at the Capitol, Mark Zuckerberg shut down President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts at least until January 20th. Jack Dorsey's Twitter dropped a bombshell, permanently banning Trump's account, saying he's breaking its rules about glorifying violence. Much of the media are celebrating Twitter's move.
And was this something that was expected to happen? Host of the Klayman Report on the Fox Business Network, Liz Klayman, says social media is banning all of the president's comments out there, maybe just to look good with the upcoming administration.
Make no mistake, whether it's Jack Dorsey of Twitter or Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, they are reading the tea leaves. For 4 years, they gave president the run of the place. He basically never really had his voice squelched. Now you got a different administration in, and you could argue that it's their right to figure out, you know what, I need to actually interpret what will work with the new administration, and this is going to be it.
Considering that the majority of all the big social media companies like Facebook and Twitter gave thousands to the Biden campaign, Fox News' Mike Emanuel.
Executives at Facebook and Twitter donated tens of thousands of dollars to the Biden campaign. Several gave the legal maximum of $2,800. That's according to Federal Election Commission records. The social media platforms took tremendous heat for blocking circulation of stories about Hunter Biden's business dealings in the lead up to Election Day.
Former White House press secretary under the Bush administration, Ari Fleischer, says social media, Facebook and Twitter can be totally biased. It stinks, but they are private companies.
The private sector can be as unfair and biased as it pleases to be. Facebook and Twitter are privately owned corporations. They can be biased if they want to. It's their business model if they choose to pursue it. And I don't think anybody in government is smart enough to know how to regulate them in a way that doesn't just stomp on speech. So I have low faith the government can get this right.
After the president lost the election on November 3rd, many of those on Facebook and Twitter said that they were not happy with the way and how the coverage pretty much took place and how tweets were being deleted and Facebook posts were being deleted as well. So they went to other groups like Gab, also Parler. Now, Parler has been banned by Google, Apple, and Amazon from their app stores. Fox Business Network, Maria Bartiromo.
Another devastating blow to free speech. Just 24 hours after Twitter permanently suspended President Donald Trump, Google, Apple, and Amazon have now all banned Parler from their app stores, which experts say could destroy the company financially. Before its removal, Parler surged to number one in Apple's app store with 1.5 million downloads on Saturday alone.
Parler was seen as an alternative to Facebook. Parler CEO John Matzie says it was a coerced plan by big tech.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all worked together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off tonight. off the internet. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company. And it's not just these three companies. Every vendor from text message services to email providers to our lawyers all ditched us too.
831-0600. Let's get some calls. 904-831-0600. A couple questions before we start off the calls. My question is, I never went to Parler. I think I even did one. I don't know if I even fully threw it, but I didn't get activated whatsoever. I'd never done Parler. Is this an alternative, or is this the beginning of the shutdown of free speech for conservatives out there? I mean, people I still see posts able to go up on Facebook. How many about Twitter out there? Do conservatives need an outlet to get their voices out on social media? I contest we never had it before when we won campaigns. We had talk radio and grassroots organizations out there. What does this mean? What other alternatives out there do you recommend in order to get your voices out there? What is your view on this? 904-831-0600. Let's start off with Bill. Bill's been waiting. Hey, Bill, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Ed. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for calling, sir.
Yeah, your news feed just said what I was going to comment. They're not censoring Parler. They're deplatforming them. You can't get to it. And yesterday, I signed on to Parler a while back. I didn't spend much time on there. I just figured I needed to be where DJT would be later. And I signed up on Gab Social, and they're inundated. Their feed is just bogged down completely. And the whole thing is real troublesome. You know, I also subscribe to a cycling app. And they had to kiss the ring, so to speak. I got a message when I logged on there about the aberrant protest in Washington, and they talked about how bad that was. And I'm thinking, well, their platform probably told them they need to get out there and talk about it too. But it really aggravated me. I didn't agree with breaking into the Capitol, but there were thousands and thousands of people there, and they weren't all tearing things up, and when it was over, they went home.
Right.
If you're not particularly engaged in the politics, and your cycling app pops up and tells you about those awful people in Washington.
Cycling app. I think I'm not laughing at you. I just think that's hysterical. The cycling app had to tell you what took place that last Wednesday.
That's funny.
Yeah, exactly. So now maybe you don't pay that much attention to BLM and all that stuff, but these people have been tearing up the country for years, and all of a sudden the people who wanted to go to Washington and complain, hey, you guys are stealing our election, they're awful, they're terrible, they all should be locked up. Well, it's really wrong, and that's the whole issue with what they're doing, this deplatforming and censoring Trump and everything. They want to totally control what you get to see and listen to, and if you want to, you got to do your own research. I do my reading. MSN is my homepage. I throw up every morning when I get there. I click straight away to Citizens Free Press, Gateway Pundit, and Epic Times, because if you're not looking somewhere else, you're being turned into a zombie.
All right. Well, those aren't my first three. Just because I know some of the people that run them. Nothing against them personally. I just, as a news guy, I know about. So now usually I try to, people ask, I have Fox News on all the time. I pull up a little bit of Drudge to find out what else is going on. I pull up on Yahoo to find out what the liberal left is saying, because we have to be aware of all this. To your point, I wonder, does this bring, because Facebook isn't deleting everything out there. You can still get up and post. This is not the end of the conservative movement. This is not the end of free speech. You can still get up and post Facebook. Just some of you may sometimes want to make a statement out there. I get it. I mean, unless you're calling for violence, I don't think you ought to be disbanded out there. But it's not like it's the end of the conservative movement. I mean, you can still get things up on Facebook.
First of all, Parler, they can host their sites overseas. I mean, outside of the, you know, the whole political.
Yeah, I'm sure China would probably be glad one of those.
Well, China probably would not, but
I can't when I say
you
that.
Probably could get it, you know, hosted somewhere in Africa or Argentina or South America somewhere.
Wouldn't you think no one
would know the difference.
Wouldn't you think this would create a golden opportunity for the free market to come out there and create your own servers? And, I mean, well, Ed, there's a monopoly and antitrust. I get that. But when you have a monopoly, guess what that does? Mm-hmm. It creates other opportunity out there.
Or they can build their own servers. They don't have to host
Amazon
or anything.
Line two, John. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So, you know, there's a lot of different alternatives out there. I mean, right now, you're going to see today in the stock market a big sell-off of Facebook and Twitter stock and Snapchat stock. The conservative movement is being undervalued in the liberal left. You know, Trump had 88 million followers on Twitter. That's a chunk of people that are going to be very upset with Twitter. You know, and look at it. Okay, so now we have Apple and Google and Amazon. They are alternatives to those people. Go to DuckDuckGo for a search engine. Use Firefox for your web browser. Forget Chrome. They will see, they'll be hit hard. If conservatives get together and do this thing called boycott, which is the civil thing to do, not cancel culture, they will change their tune. But you have to cut it. You have to cut Amazon, go to Wayfair. I mean, what do you think about that?
You said something that I totally agree with, that the market out there overall is underestimating the conservative market. Now, I don't know whether Facebook, I mean, I hear all sorts of things out there that it's going to be, you know, I'm going to be selling this off, selling that off. Maybe, I don't know. I think there are other alternatives. I don't do Parler. I don't do Gab. I don't do MeWe. I do the typical traditional Facebook, but I don't get kicked off of Facebook because I kind of post certain things that get a conversation going. But I think that the attitude, not by John, I totally agree with you. I think there's a underestimated market for this. Right. I think there's a tremendous market for conservative groups out there. I think what we're seeing right now is just the flavor of the month. I'm not saying I think it could last longer, but we're not going to do business with any conservative. Citibank isn't going to donate money to conservatives like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. Let me tell you this right now. When the shootings took place, the unfortunate shootings, whether it happened at Parkland in February, almost 3 years ago, there was a movement about how that banks were not going to give out loans to gun manufacturers, how banks were not going to do business with gun stores. Dick's Sporting Goods bought into this political correctness about not selling gun or ammo anymore. Dick's Sporting Goods, we've reported on this show and also at FloridaDaily.com, they've reported they've lost millions into a couple of billion in order to, quote, be politically correct. Now guess what you see? 8 million brand new. We're not talking the typical gun owner. 8 million brand new gun owners, according to the FBI's background checks out there, which creates a brand new market for new guns, used guns, and guess what is in a major shortage? Ammunition. Let me tell you something. Their stocks have been going through the roof. Do you see gun manufacturers being beaten up on right now? No. Because there's money to be made. Oh, we look at the political correctness about not wanting Citibank or American Express to do business with a gunman. Yes, I get it. It's the flavor of the month. I understand it. Things will turn back around. I just can tell you, when Obama got in, before I take a quick break, the euphoria was high, everything. And after about a couple years, things kind of settled back down to where we started seeing, hey, listen, maybe he wasn't the Messiah that things were supposed to predict it as being. So everybody can be all hyped up about Biden for the first several months. Let's see where things go after all this. That's what I'm saying. Just wait it out, folks. All right. 718. Good calls this morning. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. To those of you listening out there, what is the alternative? I mean, Facebook isn't deleting all your stuff. Twitter, so what if Facebook banned President Trump? Does that mean I'm going to give up Facebook? Heck no, I'm not giving up Facebook.
He wouldn't.
Yeah, you think he'd do it for you? I'm not going to do it for the president.
They banned Ed Dean.
Yeah.
Donald Trump canceled his account because of that.
Going to ain't happening, folks. Just because you do it for the president doesn't mean, you know, I'm going to do it as well. So coming up, more up next, 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Stop and go traffic on I-10 headed east. Andrew, what's going on?
There's an accident on I-10 eastbound by McDuff. Several cars and motorcycles been hit, and the rider's down. Like, they're calling rescue, but it's taken up like 3 lanes.
Thanks, Andrew. Those two left lanes are blocked, so be aware and add about 8 extra minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 68. Cloudy tonight with a low of 56. Right now, 46 degrees.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19?
If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Hi, my name is Paula. Before coming to CRM, I was at my lowest point, and because of the way I was living, I had lost the love and respect of my children and grandchildren. I knew that if I didn't get help, I was facing jail, prison, or ultimately death. I decided it was time to make a change. I needed to find my way back to God and out of my addiction. I am able to see my life differently now. I have the tools I need to deal with life's challenges and know what I need to do to live my life right with God. Now I look forward to finding a job, saving money, and being able to spend time with my family again.
I'm Penny Kiewit, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. This story is just one example of the many lives that have been transformed. This holiday season, you can give the gift of hope and new life to someone in need. Please visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or to make a donation to help provide hope, healing, and change to those in greatest need.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With the rollout of the COVID vaccine, the hotel industry says they are seeing positive signs of future reservation bookings for this year. A new poll finds 75% of voters say they are very or somewhat worried about the national deficit. And with Lot J being approved by the Jacksonville City Council, one councilman says it lacks transparency, like the JEA debacle.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
A couple interesting news items I thought I'd bring up here. Roger had posted a thing. Don't get used to this, by the way. Roger posted a thing on Team Reality, a certain poll. So the question you asked was the future of the Trump presidency. You asked, President Trump will remain in office through January 20th. They're trying to do this whole, by the way, the great conspiracy, which I don't buy into, but it sounds great about the 25th Amendment. Mm-hmm. You also asked the question, it's not over yet. Trump will serve a second term. President Trump will resign before Inauguration Day. Five people believe that Trump will serve a second term. Those people would be fun to interview for about 30 seconds. Because they believe that Trump's going to serve a second, but they can't tell you why. Mm-hmm. Interesting on that one. Got a real good email here from Pete. I get a lot of emails. Ed@WBOB.com. Pete shot me an email. He says, Ed, we were talking about the media. He says, don't forget, with the new leadership at the Federal Communications Commission, conservative talk radio will be regulated by, quote, new hate speech regulations. My response was, talk radio has been threatened with worse. I don't think it's going to happen. We regulate our own.
Yeah.
We don't need to regulate. We police our own out there. Here's the latest conspiracy. You got. I love listening to far QAnon occasionally what they're saying because they're totally wrong. On their, I mean, these aren't far left. These are like, quote, far right. Put them on hold real quick. Roger, I got to tell you this story. This is the latest conspiracy whack. The reason why Nancy Pelosi is pushing quickly for a 25th Amendment, you know, her laptop got stolen. Yeah, the laptop got removed. Okay. There's secrets out there. And because Trump's gonna release the secrets about Pelosi, that's the reason why she wants the 25th Amendment put away quick. Get rid of Trump. Well, if he's already got the secrets, what makes you think he's not going to be able to give them to somebody else and put them else out there? I'm just the latest nonsense conspiracies. All right. More of your calls coming up next. 831-0600 Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on 295 headed north and getting off right at Phillips. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 68. Cloudy tonight with a low of 56. Right now, 46 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Hey, this is Roger, and I just want to take a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center office building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95, and we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. Just call Angie, our leasing manager, at 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. 904-861-0440.
You're busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers the original Chrono Zeros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp just $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. Happy New Year from Z, the founder.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
831-0600, 904-831-0600. We're taking your calls coming up next. The whole Twitter, Facebook, where do you go to next? This is not the end of free speech, folks, okay? Trust me, it is not. I've seen worse. All right, or have we? Maybe not. I guess I've seen worse promoted by those who go against talk radio, but seen pretty much stuff bad now, but it could get worse. Yeah, but it's not the end. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to impeachment, apparently once wasn't enough for congressional Democrats looking to impeach President Trump again. Many Republicans turning their backs on Mr. Trump as he begins his final week behind the resolute desk. The president ordering flags flown at half-staff at all federal facilities, including the White House, in honor of the police officers who died in the aftermath of the rioting at the U.S. Capitol. Some in-person classes scheduled to resume today in Chicago's public schools, but how many teachers will show up remains to be seen. The Chicago Teachers Union opposing any resumption of in-person learning at this time. On Wall Street, stock futures deep in the red. Dow futures down 239 points. NASDAQ futures 77 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. He was shot in the chest, but authorities say he'll eventually be okay. This was yesterday afternoon at a place on Old Kings Road in Jacksonville. At last word, police were still looking for the person who did it. Two COVID vaccination sites are opening their doors for the first time today. Until today, the Mandarin Senior Center and the Lane Wiley Senior Center in Jacksonville were COVID testing sites. Frontline medical workers, people 65 and older, and first responders can get vaccinated there. This past Thursday, thousands of people made appointments for COVID shots, but hundreds of thousands more were shut out. More than 70,000 COVID-19 cases have now been reported in Duval County, including 775 deaths. Throughout Florida, there have been more than 1,400,000 cases. Police believe that at least three people were involved in a fatal shooting. It happened last night on Barnhill Drive in Jacksonville. The man passed away at the hospital. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers. Making memories since 1947.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on 295 headed north and getting off right at Phillips. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything, since we can't see it all, just give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 68. Cloudy tonight with a low of 56. Right now, 46 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Some online activists are promoting a million militia march to try to interrupt the inauguration of Joe Biden. Twitter, Facebook, and other social media outlets continue to lock out President Trump. And with the dismal December jobs report, market analysts predict another round of new stimulus checks.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up on 7:33, Ed Dean. Roger Henderson, squeezing a couple quick calls. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. I'm going to put this into the category of if you see something, say something. And what I saw this weekend on a news clip was something that spoke absolute volumes to me. And that was I saw a skateboard with one of the people breaking into the Capitol building. And I've watched hours upon hours of Trump rallies slash things going on and have yet to ever seen a skateboard. You can watch 1 minute of these protests going on elsewhere in liberal areas. You'll see 10 skateboards. And, not only used as – rarely used as transportation, but used as weapons to bop somebody over the head or break a window. And I saw this guy – carrying a skateboard ready to use it for something. And that, to me, it just, I don't know, it said something to me.
What did it say to you?
It said that that either Antifa was involved or other people, you know, other than Republicans, were involved in what was going on over there.
Do you think there were any of the people that broke the law were Trump supporters? Or do you all think there was somebody else?
I don't think all of them were somebody else, but I think that I think the whole thing was influenced and led by people, unsavory people, criminals, such as an Antifa type person. I think
so
that kind of took over.
Out of all of the videos that you have watched, you can have you can identify everybody there, what they might have had, what they didn't have, and a skateboard. Because I can't.
Yeah, I can. I'm just saying that.
Okay.
You know, I just see. You know, that's one thing I always noticed about the riots elsewhere is that people had skateboards. That's all.
Right.
And then, and I saw this guy with a skateboard, and I'm just saying I've never seen anything like that.
I like good entertainment. That was good entertainment. That was a fun call.
Here's the thing.
I don't buy into that because it doesn't matter. I mean, I can listen.
They actually have people arrested right now, and they can find out their political affiliation,
yes,
their background, things they've posted in the past on social media, and a lot of those things are coming out. And from what I understand, everybody they've arrested so far has been a conservative.
Or, well, some of them haven't been. Some of them have been non-party affiliation,
okay,
like the guy down in Tampa. But I don't.
Okay.
Just because they have a skateboard doesn't mean anything. Now, they would have brought a surfboard, then I would have agreed with, well, actually, I'm a big surfer fan. No, but I mean, just because they brought a skateboard? I mean, well, Ed, I've watched thousands of thousands. No offense, I've been in Trump things. I don't mean to be rude. That doesn't mean anything to me, whether they brought a skateboard or not. Some things are not allowed at rallies that are allowed at Capitol Hill. Anybody could have, I agree. I wouldn't be surprised. I think there probably were some BLM people there. There probably were some Antifa. Doesn't disqualify, doesn't excuse what happened. Okay? You know, but what I'm saying is just because I don't know what makes an expert because you saw somebody with a skateboard. That absolutely means nothing to me. All right? So I don't consider to be myself an expert watching Trump rallies left and right. Because you know what? The camera doesn't cover everybody at a Trump rally. You ever notice that? No. So, all right. 831-0600. 904-831. 0600. All right, let's continue on with the news. Jamie Miller, one of my favorites. Jamie's with the big marketing group, PeopleWhoThink.com. So let me ask you this. You and I are both creatures of Facebook. First off, let me play the clip for you. Here is the host of Media Buzz, Howard Kurtz, about where social media is banning President Trump for the next week and a half, and Twitter's going to permanently ban him. Listen to this clip.
After the riot at the Capitol, Mark Zuckerberg shut down President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts at least until January 20th. Jack Dorsey's Twitter dropped a bombshell, permanently banning Trump's account, saying he's breaking its rules about glorifying violence. Much of the media are celebrating Twitter's move.
Yeah, the media loves it. So here's the question. Does it make you want to ban your... Let's say that Facebook permanently bans Trump. I got news for you. If you're a conservative, liberal, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you got 70, 80 million Americans following you. You're already making your money. You can ban it. It doesn't matter. You're still going to make the same amount of money. If you got a product to sell, I don't care if they ban Donald J. Trump. If you got a product to sell, you're not giving up Twitter or Facebook, are you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, I've written that, you know, Ford is not going to stop selling to conservatives. Amazon's not going to turn off conservatives' Prime accounts. You know, so at some point, you know, we have a responsibility to decide if we participate in these platforms, if we're going to continue to click on the ads. This, you know, they're free platforms for the public, and they raise their money through ad revenue. And so if you want to hit them, you know, just block every ad you see and go from there. You know, there is kind of a problem to me when these are private companies, they can do what they want. You know, we can't say, hey, listen, you can bake a cake for whoever you want, but yeah, this private company can't decide. But we can also apply that to the restaurants. Everyone's like, well, we should open up the restaurants. Well, yes, we should. You know, all of those things should be happening, but we can't speak out of both sides of our mouth on this on this one.
I agree with you. Here is
which in Southern terms means contradict.
Yeah. Here is host of the Klayman Report on the Fox Business Network, Liz Klayman. She says that the social media ban is probably going along to get along with, which of course, as you know, the majority of money they gave didn't give to Trump. They gave to Biden. Here's what she says. They probably are doing this to get along with the upcoming Biden presidency. Here's clip number 11.
Make no mistake, whether it's Jack Dorsey of Twitter or Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, they are reading the tea leaves. For 4 years, they gave president the run of the place. He basically never really had his voice squelched. Now you got a different administration in, and you could argue that it's their right to figure out, you know what, I need to actually interpret what will work with the new administration, and this is going to be it.
You know, what does this say, Jamie? Is this just like the flavor of the month? I mean, I was talking about this earlier with Roger. I remember after the Parkland shootings that took place in February of 2018, you've had all of this media hype about corporations didn't want to do any business with gun manufacturers, gun store owners whatsoever. And now, of course, you don't hear that anymore because now you've got 8 million brand new gun purchasers out there. The market is hot for ammunition and guns. Is this just a flavor of the month in order to suppress somewhat of the conservatives? How do you think this is going to turn around the next few months?
Well, I think she made a good point, you know, that private companies make business decisions based upon the political environment. And I think what has happened in America over especially the last 2 years, if not the last five, is that more people who, you know, kind of just lived their life with just freedom-loving Americans, didn't vote, really didn't participate in the political process, now realize that every aspect of their life, whether it was because Trump brought this to their attention or whether it's because COVID, you know, the government's had a heavy hand with COVID, you know, people are realizing that the government and politics affect nearly every single aspect of your life. And so more people are getting involved, and these private companies are making political decisions based upon the new political environment.
Yeah, I've saw it happen when Obama came in. Listen to the alternative out there, Parler. Fox Business Network, another one from there. Maria Bartiromo. Parler's been banned by the big tech companies for the most part. Listen to this.
Yet another devastating blow to free speech. Just 24 hours after Twitter permanently suspended President Donald Trump, Google, Apple, and Amazon have now all banned Parler from their app stores, which experts say could destroy the company financially. Before its removal, Parler surged to number one in Apple's app store.
Now, I don't have a Parler account. I don't do Parler. Everybody may not be happy with Facebook because Facebook is a liberal company out there. I'm a big, like you, I'm a big creature of Facebook. They went to Parler, and evidently, I don't know if this is to suppress Parler because Parler has more of a conservative group out there. Do you believe this is somewhat the beginning of the end of the conservative movement as far as their free speech? I don't see it that way, but what do you think?
Absolutely not. You know, here's the problem is people mistake free speech for being heard. You know, we have the right to free speech. We don't have the right to be heard. We can't sit people down and make them listen to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you will see, you know, it was just 13 years ago, everybody was using BlackBerry, right? That transformation to Apple. You know, 14 years ago, Facebook basically didn't exist unless you were in college, or I guess it started to exist mainstream a little bit before that, but kids were on MySpace, right? So this is not, Facebook has taken a deeper hold into the American psyche than some of these other platforms, but, you know, new platforms will come, new forms of communication will come, and people have to decide, you know, they have to decide, okay, if we're going to participate in the political process, what does that mean now? Is it just me yelling on Facebook? Or am I going to do something that matters, like join a political party or join a Republican club or go door to door?
That's what I was saying.
All these boat parades and all these truck parades that happened for Trump, they really didn't move any voters. You know, I call it indirect voter contact. You know, if you want to make a difference, you have to have direct voter contact.
You know, that was a great
get out, roll your sleeves up, and do the work.
Well, yeah, because I kept asking, how do you think conservatives won before the social media boom even took place, was to your point, talk radio. Everything's, we're going to get regulated to death. I don't buy into that. I've seen much worse being threatened out there. You had talk radio. You had Christian groups, conservative groups. You had still things that were able to meet up at houses. I mean, well, due to COVID restrictions, that may be limited some things. But anyway, I mean, how do you think conservatives won before the big free speech boom with social media?
Right. So that, you make my point, Ed, is that, you know, conservatives have to realize, number one, what's effective. Number two, what they can do. Number three, how they can affect that change. And basically, it goes back to the same old thing that's always worked, face to face, you know, as much as possible, you know. And as much as, you know, I think I'm brilliant on Facebook,
right?
You know, my number one post last year, for the entire year, all the COVID reports I did,
right.
everything that I wrote that was brilliant, my number one liked post was a pot of boiling water with a caption that said, "Oh, a watch pot does boil."
Ah.
That was my number one liked post. And so, you know, so people, so you tell me, you know, like it's, you know, I think at the end of the day, people look at Facebook as entertainment, not necessarily, I think the vast majority of people see it as entertainment, not a political forum.
Yeah.
And so,
hey, by the way, Jamie, you represent, you're the state director for the group PeopleWhoThink.com. Will you still tell your clients not to advertise on Facebook?
You know, I will tell my clients to advertise anywhere their opponents are advertising.
Okay.
I mean, I really believe that if your opponent's advertising somewhere, you need to be there as well. And if you can be in more places than your opponent, you have an advantage.
Interesting. Well, I see what's happening, and everybody acts like this is the end of the world. I mean, Facebook is not eliminating my free speech. Maybe some of the posts they are looking at, but I mean, I get it, but I don't live and thrive off of Facebook. But I understand why they wouldn't mind probably going after Facebook, because if you look at Twitter, I mean, most of them, which some of the numbers we've seen are used by those polled by liberals, and conservatives happen to be more of a likening to Facebook. By the way, Barack Obama did phenomenal with Facebook and social media companies back in 2008 for his victory. So maybe the conservatives can take up somewhat of a page out of that book. So anyway.
Well, the one thing I would say is that your caller made an interesting point. If I could go back to that for a second.
Quickly.
He talked about Antifa going into the buildings first. And I don't doubt that there were professional rabble rousers. But everybody else who's been arrested, who's Trump supporters, you know, Are we that easily led that a small group of Antifa leads us into the Capitol
with a skateboard
to break the law?
With a skateboard.
Like, I have a hard time. I have a hard time with that.
I mean, I know.
There's a lot of things going on out there that are really kind of scary, and everybody needs to take a deep breath and
right.
and really right. kind of calm down.
We are
a member of the press. Okay, thanks.
All right, man. Got to go. All right. PeopleWhoThink.com is the website. By the way, they found out where that skateboard came from.
Where?
They got it from Marty McFly in Back to the Future. All right. Was it a hoverboard? I almost forgot about that. Anyway, I kid. All right, Jamie Mellor, good to have him on today. More as we continue to move along. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
It's been there all morning, and it's still there. Stop and go traffic on 95. Richard, what do you see?
I-95 is all messed up, headed north out of the city, where it joins an I-10. There's a backup in both the local lane and the express lane.
Thanks, Richard. Those two left lanes are still blocked, so add about 15 extra minutes. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high of 68. Cloudy tonight with a low of 56. Right now, 46 degrees.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed. Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
The year was 1957, and two of the top movies that year were Around the World in 80 Days and Jailhouse Rock. And 1957 was also the year the Boger family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. And now Boger Shoes has become your fashion headquarters for New Balance footwear. Boger's has just received a new shipment of New Balance shoes for women and men, with many new colors and styles from which to choose. For 64 years, Boger Shoes has been serving Northeast Florida for all your footwear needs. With your prescription, the four board-certified podiatrists on staff at Boger's can custom make your foot orthotics in their on-site lab. And Boger Shoes offers free foot evaluations with a professional staff that have over 80 years of combined shoe fitting experience. Come by Boger Shoes today and see for yourself why Boger's was voted Bold City's best specialty shoe store at 1014 Park Street in Jacksonville. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet, and Happy New Year from everyone at Boger Shoes.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new poll finds 75% of voters say they are somewhat worried about the national debt. With Lot J being approved by the Jacksonville City Council, one councilman says the lack of transparency is like the JEA debacle. And with the rollout of the COVID vaccine, the hotel industry says they are seeing positive signs of future reservation bookings for this year.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up on 751, 904-831-0600, email address ed at wbob.com. Don't forget any part of the show. You can also download the radio app, put it on your smartphones, your Android phones as well. Just go to WBOB.com. Let's squeeze in some calls. People want to weigh in. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Gary. Gary's on with us this morning. Hey, man.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I heard from the Republicans how the Progressive Party was destroying the Democrats. Well, it's the Republicans now, party that is now fractured. Even Chris Christie and Lindsey Graham, the most ardent Trump supporters, turn their back on Donald Trump after what happened on Wednesday. Ed, what do you say to the fact that Mike Pence, who's been so loyal to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump just threw him under the bus, discarded him, won't even speak to him now, the god-awful, abominable way that Trump treated Mike Pence?
Yeah, we said when was the certification? It was what? Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday, right.
And we said on Tuesday, you know what the tweets are going to look like. Because Pence wasn't going to...
Right.
Pence, listen, I don't care what Lieutenant Colonel General, whoever's McInerney, I don't mean any disrespect to his rank. No offense. The guy holds no credibility with me here. No offense with Mike Flynn that somehow that I mean, they're out there, quote, not Flynn, but McInerney's, mm-hmm. who is now some of the adored by the QAnon crowd, some of the Area 51 conspiracy crowd, he says that Trump, what Pence did on Wednesday was treasonous.
Here's what I don't understand.
What do you mean? He had to do what he had to do. He did what he was done, what the constitutional says he had to do.
Yeah, every constitutional scholar and lawyer I heard talk about the issue said Pence had no choice. His job is not to change the election. His job is to open the envelopes and read what the state sent to him.
Yeah. And we knew
if anybody could change anything, it would have been the state capitals, but they didn't do that.
That didn't happen. So I'm just telling you. So let's go. And we that's why I said, what were the tweets going to be like? Because Pence was going to give in. Mm-hmm. And Pence did what Pence had to do, and he did the right thing. Let's go to Josh. Josh, thanks for calling this morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, just one thing I wanted to touch on real quick about what happened at the Capitol. And I don't know if you guys or anybody else just listening thinks it's a little odd, but
they got videos of the Capitol Police literally moving the barricades and ushering people in. And I just something about the whole thing just doesn't sit well with me. I don't know about anybody else. I just want to get your opinion on that.
Moving the barricades. I knew that the one guy, they were just being outmanned.
My thinking would be maybe a factor of perception. They could have been trying to push the barricades further away, and it looked like they were moving them out of the way for them. You know, perception, you know, is
listen,
a big thing.
Listen, I got news for you. People broke the law.
Yeah.
They came in, and they broke the law. That's all that matters. I watched them on TV move the gates. Tear gas was used.
Banging in the glass windows.
It was a skateboard, we found out this morning. Mm-hmm. Anyway, people want to throw the Capitol Police. I don't blame the Capitol Police.
Chasing the police up the stairs.
Yeah. The Capitol Police, we've never seen this happen with Trump protest. But evidently it happened on Wednesday. I didn't think they would think it was going to happen. I don't know. Maybe they could be blamed. I'm not blaming them. But the bottom line is that you had Trump supporters sitting in chairs, breaking and entering in areas where they should not have been. I am no Nancy Pelosi fan by far. But some idiot wants to look good because he wants to sit in their chair and they break the law. Guess what, folks?
And leave with their laptop computer, which probably had, you know, classified information on it.
Let me look good on the media. I was looking good on Parler till they disbanded it. You know? It doesn't serve the purpose at all. That's all I'm getting at. So, 755 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with that stop-and-go traffic on I-10 headed east, right between 295 and McDuff Avenue. It's from an earlier accident that still has those two left lanes blocked, so if you don't have about 45 minutes to spare, try taking Beaver Street. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy early, then partly cloudy this afternoon. The high 68. Overcast tonight with a low of 56. Right now it's 47 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Democrats in the House will try to impeach President Trump once again. American supermarkets recruited to fight the China virus and a new logo for General Motors. Those stories next.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? Ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-2014. That's 800-700-2014. Or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
Despite their public utterances about bringing the nation together, congressional Democrats today planning to introduce articles of impeachment today against President Trump. That's right, again. With fewer than 10 days left in his term, radical hotheads appear determined to move ahead with their pathetic plan to kick President Trump one more time before he leaves office. Federal and state officials are hoping to tap major supermarket-based pharmacies to help them speed up vaccinations against the China virus. Health officials hope Kroger and other chains will be able to speed up inoculation of frontline workers. General Motors is rolling out a new marketing campaign for its electric vehicles and in the process changing its corporate logo for the first time since 1964. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Roger McGuinn is coming to the Thrasher Horn Center. Roger McGuinn, lead singer and founder of The Byrds, one of the most iconic groups in rock and roll history. Don't miss Roger McGuinn, January 16th at the Thrasher Horn Center in Orange Park. For tickets and info, visit thcenter.org. That's thcenter.org.
All right, more coming up next at the top of the hour at 8 a.m., 904-831-0600. Big discussion, as you know, in a couple of months, the Florida State Legislature meets up. They're having committee meetings right now. One of the biggest issues is to protect businesses from what they say frivolous lawsuits. Is this an area of tort reform? Is this a one-size-fits-all? And there will be a big battle coming up on Capitol Hill. We'll have this debate, this discussion, also coming up next with the top of the news on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.